WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Ambulance rates are rising in the Twin Cities. The Bryan City Council approved the increase asked by College Station on a 3-2 vote. Al Sines joined Rafael Pena in voting no.
It does appear to come off as being a little heavy-handed.
Art Hughes joined Ann Horton and Jason Bayensky in voting to keep ambulance prices the same in both cities.
What happens is somebody said, no, I want the cheaper ambulance, not the expensive one. Well, you know, that's going to become a circus.
The council also heard the city wrote off almost $1.5 million in uncollectible ambulance charges, which is made up for by Bryan taxpayers. New students entering Texas A&M University in fall 2015 could be paying more in tuition and fees than current students.
A proposal for tuition and fee increases will go in front of the Board of Regents next week. Vice President for Finance and Chief Financial Officer Dr. Jerry Strasser said they're proposing a 1.93% tuition increase.
If you're general studies, it's $124 a semester. If you're in engineering, it's $140. The reason for this is the 1.93% is obviously going to differ based on whatever the base cost.
Dr. Strasser said the increased numbers are based on the last 4 years' consumer price index and are necessary to continue providing quality education. These increases will only affect incoming freshmen, transfer students, and current students enrolled beyond their normal program length. For more information and to see the entire presentation, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas A&M Foundation's silent phase of their next capital campaign has exceeded $1 billion. Campaign Director Mark Clem told members of the Faculty Senate this month that former students are looking for projects to fund.
We asked him for a $5 million gift, and his response was, well, if you're just asking me for money, not interested. But if you want me to work with you to help solve problems, I'm all in. So we need more ideas where we can help solve problems. They can be macro, they can be micro. But our former students really respond to the idea of helping make society better.
Clem says the number of alumni between the ages of 55 and 75 who are most likely to present a gift of at least $1 million has risen from 20,000 7 years ago to 50,000 now and will go to 100,000 by the year 2020. College Station voters have a choice for two city council positions in this year's election.
Seeking to place one-seater Blanche Brick and Gabriel Pereira, among the questions at last week's local candidates forum was about neighborhood integrity. Pereira brought up the continued growth of the city.
Important for us to put into perspective the needs of community members, the needs of our neighborhoods, the needs of our historic community neighborhoods. And where we see ourselves several years from now.
Rick noted it's the first subject mentioned in the city's strategic plan.
And I believe we all know what it is. It may be kind of like pornography. You may have a hard time defining it, but you know it when you see it. And you really understand that living in a safe and tranquil and clean and healthy neighborhood.
You can hear comments from those participating in last week's forum online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
News time is 6:09. It's 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Here they go again. That same small, self-appointed group and their backward-thinking cronies are trying to hold Bryan back. On the November 4th ballot, you'll see their latest attempt to smother economic growth in the form of three proposed charter amendments. Don't be fooled by harmless-sounding ballot language. Charter Amendments 1, 2, and 3 would have disastrous long-term consequences for the city we love. The Eagle calls these proposals vague, unworkable, and possibly unconstitutional. But you can help protect Bryan. On election day, don't let these extremists destroy Bryan's future by handcuffing our city leaders. Vote no on City Charter Amendments 1, 2, and 3, and let our city council do the job you elected them to do. Early voting continues through October 31st, and election day is Tuesday, November 4th. Learn more about these ridiculous proposals at protectbryan.com.
Paid political ad by the Texas Association of Realtors issues mobilization pack.
Good morning, it's 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Norma G. Tractor, your number one Kubota dealer. Go to normagetractor.com. Here are some numbers.
Somewhat cooler air headed our way, and the front will cross the region today. We'll have clouds and some sunshine, high 75 to 80. An isolated shower or thunderstorm may develop as the front moves through. Turns partly cloudy for tonight, 55 to 60. Sunny and close to 80 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will drop down to 55. It'll be sunny Friday. Temperatures Friday afternoon, only around 75 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Aggie football. We've also got the latest FBS, actually not the latest, it's the very first FBS poll. Who's going to play in that national championship game? NBA opened up their season last night, and World Series going to Game 7. All that and more in sports.
Man, that thing wasn't even close, was it? Gee whiz, I turned that on. I don't know. I'd been out of the function and came in and went, whoa!
Yeah, they popped them for 7 in the second inning, and it was all done.
Well, all those people who paid for those expensive commercials in the 8th and 9th inning got to be really thrilled about that, that's for sure. So don't mess with Melissa Dawn Sellers Meatballs.
Okay.
She takes her Italian cuisine very seriously, as her roommate Carlos Ortiz Jr. found out. After a night of drinking, the two roommates began arguing at about 2:30 in the morning. Once again, nothing good ever happens between 2 and 4 in the morning. They're arguing because apparently Carlos threw out Melissa's spaghetti and meatballs instead of just getting over it, as any rational human being
would.
Oh,
no,
do.
Sir.
No, because you know what state this happened in.
I don't know, but you don't mess with a man's leftovers.
What's the woman's leftovers?
Anybody's.
Yeah. The Florida woman poured nail polish remover on her roommate and ignited him.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay, that's even a little strong for me.
That's true. Anyway, fortunately, it was a small bottle of nail polish remover.
So small fire.
But nonetheless, it's just the whole idea. And are they still going to be roomies when it's over?
Yeah.
Well, they're probably going to get married.
Yeah, it's Florida after all.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
If they split, how do they divide the deposit? I mean, they're...
Oh, I think the rest of that goes to medical costs.
Well, I guess so. Just so many things that could go wrong. He just should have asked ahead of time. It's been so much easier, but guys being guys, we don't talk.
So to rekindle our relationship.
Oh, nice.
I see you're looking for the new 2014 Tundra.
Yeah, it's a beauty.
Sure is. Maybe I can help. What will you be using it for?
Let's see. I've been doing some camping lately and a bit of fishing.
I see. Well, the Tundra is perfect.
Fly fishing, angling, even spear fishing. So, of course, scuba diving. I have a boat, so I'll need to haul that, and,
Well, the new Tundra has a complete...
I just tried hang gliding. Very cool. My friend got me into rock climbing. Now I'm scaling some pretty high peaks. Have you heard of lumberjacking?
When you want to do more, get a truck that does more. The new 2014 Toyota Tundra.
Motocross is kind of a hobby, and I've been doing some woodworking, building my own furniture.
It has a completely redesigned leather interior, backup camera, and tons of hauling capacity. It's a new generation truck for a new generation of Americans.
And oh yes, skydiving is very liberating.
Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $309 a month for 24 months with $24.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and 11-3-14.
6:14, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Man, we are at the 29th day of October already. Oh, and by the way, we didn't have chances of rain in Rob's forecast, so I want to lay that on you. It's not necessarily good news. It's 30%.
Mm.
Winds will be out of the north today at 5 to 10. Should be a really very pleasant day, though.
We could use a little.
Well, we could use some rain, without a doubt. The problem is there's a slight chance for Thursday night, but you may think about throwing a little water on the lawn. I know it's hate to think about that, but got to be done, maybe. Winds will be out of the north at 5 to 10 today, east tonight, and then tomorrow, sunny. Again, winds out of the north at 5 to 10 miles an hour, so really very, very pleasant. And, boy, for Friday night and Saturday, night 50 for a low temperature. So it's kind of nice and
pretty.
That way it doesn't warm up too much during the day. Got that early kickoff on Saturday if you're going to the A&M game. And so 71 is what the high is going to be.
Yeah, our preparation starts at 5 for that game. Did I see that?
Yes.
We, is that you and the mouse in your pocket?
No, as the radio station group.
As the radio station. Yep, that's right. Well, good luck with that.
It's not a big deal for the morning guys.
Nah, that's true.
Scott's not going to be there.
I'm not going to be there, and that's okay. And they all get a nap while we're working and slaving in the press box.
Just slaving away.
It'd be horrible. All right, so anyway, it is, let's see. So it's the 29th. That makes it day 302. Got 63 of them to go. It's Internet Day.
Yay.
It's Internet Day. One computer talked to another one for the first time. I don't know which one Al was on, but, you know, because he invented it. It's Psoriasis Day. Go grab a case for celebrate that. What do you got? I got some psoriasis. Oh, yeah, you. That's cool.
Wow. Yeah.
National Frankenstein Day.
Ah.
Which is interesting because, I mean, that's different than Texas Frankenstein Day. I forget exactly when the Texas Frankenstein Day is.
But fire bad.
Thank you. That's right. And it's National Cat Day. Celebrate as you wish.
Just one day?
Yeah. Actually, I
they're not going to notice anyway.
Yeah, that's,
they don't care. Yeah,
don't pick your kitty up, hug it, and say Happy Cat Day because it might not end well. But
no.
Nonetheless, we got birthdays.
John Abrams is 37 from Meet the Parents. Mm-hmm. Gabriel Union, 42. Actress and married to Dwayne Wade from the Miami Heat. Winona Ryder's 43. Jolie Fisher, 47. Randy Jackson of the Jackson 5, 53. Dan Castellana is 57.
Does a voice.
Yeah. Does a lot of them.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 9 of the voices.
Yeah.
He is 57 from The Simpsons, by the way. Kate Jackson, 66. Richard Dreyfuss, 67. And Danny Lane, 70 years old from the Moody Blues.
Yeah, my favorite group. Did you say Winona Ryder?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. Be 40. Why? Just
43.
Winona. That's wonderful.
I don't believe that's how she says
that's
it.
That's probably not. Melba Moore, 69. Peter Green, who actually was the first guitarist in that little Fleetwood Mac group. So, yeah.
And regrets leaving every day.
That's right. And you know whose past is Bob Ross. So we just tap a little more color on that tree right there and make that come out.
Happy trees. A little funny story about Bob Ross.
Oh, okay.
Involves,
here we go.
Involves my wife.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I got home, and I had hooked the TV up to the computer back before it was really easy to do that.
Okay.
So I was pretty impressed. And yeah. We were watching YouTube videos of Bob Ross.
Okay.
She had just gotten back from work and just took a little nap after work and woke up. And I was computing at the time. Bob Ross was doing his little happy trees.
Yeah.
And she woke up, and she said, Patrick? I turned around and said, yeah. She just had this bizarre look on her face. Yeah. She said, what is that? And I looked, and he had put in some palm tree trunks with the knife. So just right there on a beach seat. And she said, what is that? I said, well, they're trees. She said, oh. She's quiet for a second. She said, well, they don't look happy.
AT&T is being sued. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. AT&T is being sued by the Federal Trade Commission, accused of advertising unlimited wireless data plans that aren't really unlimited. The FTC says AT&T slows users' data speeds if they use too much data. Your smartphone can get you a meal from Taco Bell or a seat at Outback. Taco Bell has a new mobile app that lets customers order and pay for food that will be ready for pickup at the counter or drive-thru. Outback will introduce a mobile reservation tool that shows wait times at restaurants and lets users get a place in line. Layoffs are coming at HBO. Variety.com says 150 workers will lose their jobs as part of the cutbacks at parent company Time Warner. Stock market futures are a little bit lower after yesterday's rally. Shares of Orbital Sciences took a pounding in after-hours trading yesterday. Orbital Sciences is the company behind the supply rocket that exploded on liftoff from Cape Canaveral. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. Free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so speaking at a recent campaign event, Hillary Clinton took the opportunity to demonize business and corporations. She said, don't let anyone tell you that it's corporations and businesses that create jobs. You know, that old theory, trickle-down economics, that's been tried, that's failed. Now, even though most of the Obama mania media failed to cover those remarks, she has since tried to walk them back. But she does sound a lot like Obama, who declared that if you have a business, you didn't build that. Remember that? Anyway, without business owners needing labor in order to supply a product or service, where do these liberals think jobs actually come from? Liberal Democrats fail to appreciate the capital and the risk that it takes to start a business, and the jobs are ultimately created in order to be grown and successful. That's Economics 101.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast. Post later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Truth is, it's amazing how desensitized we become to unsightly things in our home. You know, like those bah humbug blinds in your house. Now, you can transform the warmth and the elegance of any room like my wife and I did before guests arrive with designer name, blind shade, shutters, and drapes from our friends at Blinds.com. Now, you can do it yourself in about 20 minutes, and hurry, and you'll score a free upgrade to sleek-looking cordless on selected popular products at Blinds.com. And the best part? Their prices crush the prices you'll find in stores. Blinds.com.
Pete's Parrot Emporium.
Pete. Oh, Pete.
How may I help you?
Help. Help. Help.
Be quiet.
Help. Quiet.
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 Quiet. Quiet. Silence.
Silence.
If only everything in business was as easy as Wix. Wix's drag-and-drop website builder makes it simple to create your stunning website yourself. Just choose a design from hundreds of beautiful Wix templates, then customize it however you want. Go to Wix.com today. It's easy and free.
Wix.com.
The Sean Hannity Update is brought to you by Rainy Night at CR Systems Incorporated. Don't delay. Contact Roofer Girl with CR Systems, Inc. today. That's Rainy Night, Class of 90. Go to AggieRoofExpert.com.
Here's Rainy Knight, Class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find Roofer Girl at AggielandRoofingExpert.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you, like myself and most Americans, are fighting the Battle of the Bulge, boy, do I have a good one for you. Now, I've fought this battle for years, and I love this. According to research at the University of Westminster, watching horror movies burns calories. That's because getting scared increases your heart rate. You burn more calories than normal when you're watching something scary, which is the equivalent to approximately a candy bar. Now, that's the rub. Much like corporate American has carbon offsets, I would have to have a popcorn offset. So, in case you're planning on dropping your gym membership and running to Fandango, here are the five movies that burn the most calories. At number five...
Hello, Adam. Dr. Gordon. I want to play a game.
Yeah, it's Saw with 133. Number four is Alien.
Movement! Talk to me, Hudson!
I got signals. I got readings in front and behind.
There's nothing back here.
Look, I'm telling you, there's something moving and it ain't us.
Get them out of there!
If you get through that one, you burn 152 calories. Three is The Exorcist.
Please, stop! Make it stop! It's burning! Oh, take it!
The power is mine. The power of Christ compels you.
Yeah, that one gets you at 158. Jaws, which scared everybody to death.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
161 calories. And finally, the number one movie for calorie burning.
Here's Johnny.
Yep, The Shining, 184 calories. Now, you and I both know this is just another rationalization not to go to the gym. If this theory really held water, Aggieland would have collectively lost tons of weight with some of the nail biters we've been through. But alas, it's not the case. But there is good news. By listening to this pokey little radio program and those little sound bites, you've probably, you know, burned 50, maybe 100 calories. Hopefully. And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. And I was talking to David the other day, and a lot of places, if you want to get something appraised, you have to leave it there. David will do all the investigations he needs, and then you can leave with whatever it is, and he'll call you or email you later with the information on the appraisal. That works especially well for the ladies because they don't want to leave their wedding ring there. To find out more, go to David's Jewelry and Coins, that's with an S, .com, or you can find them in the old Hurricane Harry Shopping Center. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. We do have a 30% chance of some showers. That's as the front passes, but, you know, I'm looking. We got north winds already, so maybe. I'll check the radar here in just a little while, but that's what we've got as far as chances of rain. About 80 for the high, and again, with northeasterly winds at 5 to 10, should be pretty pleasant. 57 for a low temperature tonight, and then 78 tomorrow with sunshine. Actually, sunshine pretty much all the way through the weekend, and the highs each day probably not above 75. Lows will be well, down about 50 or so as we get to the weekend. Right now, again, winds out of the north at 9, 93% relative humidity, partly cloudy skies. We've got 67.
When you're deciding who to vote for as Justice of the Peace Precinct 4, you want someone who's experienced. That is Luis Garcia. He's a small business owner who values faith, family, and freedom. He's also got 8 years of experience as a constable and is dedicated to being tough but fair on crime. Your best decision for Justice of the Peace Precinct 4 is Luis Garcia. Look for Luis. Timeless commitment. Proven leadership.
Paid for by Luis Garcia campaign. Johnny Yepes, treasurer.
Come on now, come on. Let's hit the road.
Arbor Station is blowing out all their campers.
It's the 2014 inventory reduction sale at Arbor Station in Bryan.
Come on!
Save $10, $20, even $50,000 on the best brands in the country. The 2014s have to go to make room for the 15s. This Magnorma sale absolutely ends October 31st. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA on the web. RVStationOnline.com. How big is this sale?
It is magnormous.
Understanding how your children really learn can help you help them learn better. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, here's a sobering fact to consider. When asked at the end of their lives what older people regret, they more often say they regret having not done something more than they regret something they did that failed. Why do you suppose that is? I'm Mike Carruthers, and I believe it's because every one of us wants to succeed at something, many things. But those things, those secret goals you have, are easy to put off until later. But later never comes, and you wind up regretting what you didn't do. That's why I started a new website I'd like you to check out called The Success Mint at SuccessMint.com. That's SuccessMint.com. There you'll find free information, videos, and podcasts all about success and how you can be more successful. It's a new website. I just started it, and I'd love to have you come check it out. Again, it's all free and all to help you succeed at whatever you want to do in work, life, and wealth. SuccessMint.com. Check it out now. SuccessMint.com. A service of Strand Media. There's an emphasis today to push our children to learn more faster, but that's not really how kids learn.
Children learn through play and discovery. They learn by picking up a block, turning the block, feeling the block, sometimes mouthing the block. That's how they learn that it's a solid.
Kathy Hirsch-Pasek, author of the book Einstein Never Used Flashcards.
It's through this discovery, and play is the best way to discover, that our children really learn.
But in an attempt to make our kids smarter sooner, we buy toys for them that supposedly teach.
Many of the toys are toys that give an answer to the child. And then they either ding, ding, ding if the child gets it right, or they do something if the child doesn't get it right. But let's think of the toys that we really remember Do you remember the boxes that you used to make into taxi cabs? You remember the forts you used to build out of the couch? These are the wonderful memories that build childhood, and they involve a lot of learning, but we tend to forget that, and we think, oh my gosh, if my child's going to make it into school, then I better start now.
There is no evidence, says Kathy, that teaching toys actually make kids any smarter.
I think quite often what we're teaching our children with those toys is to be perfectionists, and I think that the real learning that happens in childhood is not from being perfect in every answer, but exploring the many different answers or ways that you can get to a right answer.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Another joint agreement between the cities of Bryan and College Station will continue. Ambulance prices are going up. The Bryan City Council approved the request from College Station on a 3-2 vote. Rafael Pena joined Al Sines in voting no. And it looks like we're going to be missing our audio here. We'll continue on with the script as we try to get our audio working again.
Do we need to take a break?
You know what? 30 seconds is all I'll need.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important. And is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
The request to approve the raising the ambulance rates was approved on a 3-2 vote. Rafael Pena and Al Sines voted no.
Be in line with College Station. I mean, you know, College Station, I understand some things got to be a little more expensive, but I don't know if I necessarily agree with City of Bryan.
City Manager Keene Register says the increase is needed to recover rising expenses.
It's done every few years. I think we did it last time. College Station did it this time, and we're simply trying to recover cost.
Jason Bayinski, Ann Horton, and Art Hughes approved the increase. Those who are elected next week to the College Station City Council will be helping decide what voters will consider in a bond election a year from now.
What should be included in next year's bond issue is among the questions asked of council candidates at last week's Chamber of Commerce Forum. Blanche Brick called for public participation in the bond selection committee and a replacement for the city's former conference center.
Certainly part of it should go to parks and to infrastructure, as you said. I'm also very interested in looking at some type of public transportation for this community, other than the A&M bus system and the transit system that we now have.
Gabriel Piera's list included roads and public works.
I understand that our public services have been somewhat strained in previous years with the growth that we've been seeing, and as well our administrative needs, I think, for the large community that we have. 45 years ago or so, the current city hall was built, so it is definitely something that needs to be addressed.
Pierre and Brick seeking the College Station Place 1 seat. You can hear what they said last week online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Texas A&M Foundation is completing the third year of the silent phase of its next capital campaign. Director Mark Klim told the Faculty Senate this month that right now there is more money than ideas to spend it.
A college hypothetically may say we need three more chairs. Well, in what? For what? What impact will it make on the ability to solve problems or prepare students to solve problems or advance our academic reputation if we got those chairs? Those are the things that our donors are interested in.
Clem says giving to academic programs is up compared to the foundation's first two capital campaigns.
In the first campaign, we raised 75 $1 million gifts. In the second campaign, we raised 166 $1 million gifts. We've already raised about that many in the first 3 years of this campaign, and the difference has been that the numbers are not around the $1 million average, they're actually higher. So we're getting a lot more larger academic gifts than we have ever gotten before.
Clem says about 85% of contributions will go towards academics, including two who have $10 million to both Kyle Field and academics. Incoming freshmen and transfer students at Texas A&M next year will know exactly how much they'll be paying in tuition, even if it is a little more than current students.
A balance between predictability and quality education was the main point Vice President for Finance and Chief Financial Officer Dr. Jerry Strasser made on Tuesday during his presentation on tuition and fee increases for the 2015-2016 academic year.
So now we have absolute total predictability for students. A student and their parents can say, here is what my education will cost for the next 4 years.
Dr. Strasser said the 1.93% tuition increase will mean $124 more a semester for general studies students. He said the $2.32 per credit hour fee increase will go to transportation services.
The increase in the number of students has affected faculty in our classrooms, it's affected all of our staff, but it's affected our buses and our ridership. And one of the things we have to be able to do is to get our students to and from campus safely and on time.
For more information and to see the entire presentation, go online to WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There are new rules for drilling oil and gas wells following concerns that high-pressure injections can trigger earthquakes. The Texas Railroad Commission says in 3 weeks, well operators must do extra research.
An applicant that wants to build a new saltwater injection well has to conduct research with the U.S. Geological Survey seismic databases and furnish that information to the Railroad Commission as part of their permitting process.
Ed Ireland with the Barnett Shale Energy Education Council says operators must determine if there have been any earthquakes within 100 miles of a proposed well site. If so, the commission can modify or rescind a permit if scientists determine the well is likely to contribute to earthquake activity. A company that generates 1 billion pieces of direct mail a year is being sold by the parent company of the Eagle. The media unit of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Corporation says it wants to focus more on its more than 30 newspapers. The headquarters of World Marketing will move to Wisconsin, but most of the 450 employees will stay where they are. That includes a production facility in Dallas. The sale price to businessman Robert M. Kraft was not disclosed. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or any time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Suddenlink has business solutions for business owners. It could be high-speed internet with download speeds up to 50 meg. It could be business phone that saves you up to 30% compared to the phone company. By the way, you get to keep your equipment and your existing phone number. Business TV, keep your employees informed, your customers entertained. And unlike satellite, no bulky equipment, and service reliability is there even when you have bad weather. Plus, there's commercial-free music channels that can help have a nice environment in your workspace. So lots of that available for you from Suddenlink. And by the way, new customers can get workplace 8-meg internet and unlimited business-class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, business-class phone lines are available for $29.95 each. So lots of reasons for you to get in touch with Chad Cowan, 595-2413, 595-2413. Special number, that's a special group that takes care of the business needs that you may have from Suddenlink. Again, Chad Cowan's number is 595-2413.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Good morning at 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cold front continues to drop into the area. The bad news is most of the shower and thunderstorm activity along the front has dried up. For today, we'll see clouds and some breaks of sun, 75 to 80. An isolated shower or thunderstorm may develop. Partly cloudy overnight, 55 to 60. It'll be sunny and close to 80 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 55. We'll have sunny weather on Friday, and it'll be cooler, highs Friday near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Last week, you know, I don't know that that's something that we were looking for.
Well, what were they looking for? You have to listen here in about 10 minutes to find out. We'll get that up. Get you all cut up from Texas A&M Football Media Day. We've also got Game 7 of the World Series and a whole lot more in sports.
If you care about what goes on in Washington, D.C., you may have a favorite website that you go to. You may have a news program or network that you watch because you trust them to inform you. Okay?
That's fair.
I got about a 98% chance to tell you that they blew it. They either had the story and didn't report it, or they didn't have the story. And it's a fairly significant story.
But now, we have it.
Yes, we do. After we were told about it by Powerline Blog. I don't know if you know who Powerline Blog is. I think they're based in Minnesota. And they do have some interesting stuff. This is from yesterday. Last week, we got information from a source in the executive office of the president that the EOP's computer system had been down at that time for a week. Federal IT personnel evidently having trouble identifying and fixing the problem that had brought the computer system, although email and internet was restored, of the EOP, again, the Executive Office of the President, to a standstill. And one of the founders of Powerline Blog broke this story. Not a word on any other media outlet about it until after this story had broken. And again, it was a week old at that point. The obvious question, how is it possible that such an attack could be carried out affecting thousands of federal employees without being reported? As the guy who wrote this said, I find it impossible to believe that we at Powerline were the only ones to get wind of what was happening in the White House. Isn't there a large group of reporters who are collectively referred to as the White House Press Corps? And isn't covering the president and his executive office their full-time job? And aren't there hundreds more reporters and editors in Washington who ostensibly are on the lookout for news? And not one single one of these alleged news hounds got wind of the computer outage that our informant told us about? And so, of course, this morning, sources are saying that the White House computer network has been hit by what appears to be a sustained cyber attack. This is the White House. They're saying it's the Ruskies. Wonder if a little picture of Vladdy popped up. I don't care if you go to MSNBC. I don't care if you go to CNBC. I don't care if you go to Fox. I don't care if you go to CNN or NBC or CBS or ABC. They did not have this story, or if they did, they hid it from us for a week. So go Go ahead and watch the news source that you want and go to the news source that you think you can trust, but understand, maybe you really can't trust them as much as you should.
Is this the same power line that is a Christian?
I don't know if it's, no, I don't know. I don't know if that's necessarily true. They may well be.
Because they used to run a power line.
No, that's something different. Okay. No. These guys, again, I think it's two attorneys up in Minneapolis is where it started.
Okay.
Now, with that in mind.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just saying with the Cheryl Atkinson stuff coming out.
Yes.
That's not too surprising.
No.
The chilling effect that an administration can have on journalists over, I mean, 6 years, and I don't know how Bush was when he was in there, but reporters are, it seemed like she was being held down from within her own company.
Well, yes, absolutely. And she was. She's, if you don't know, she's the CBS reporter who has a book coming out, I think, this week. And was talking about the slant that the media had.
Oh.
But this, I mean, this really does. This has to do with the security of our country. Oh, and this is shocking. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson announced yesterday he's stepping up security at key government buildings across the country as a precautionary measure. Boy, do you think they had to push him out on stage to say that? Get your butt out there and say that we're checking out all the buildings all over the country. Again, you know, you feel violated enough if your information is stolen or you hear about, you know, Target, all the other companies who got hacked. And now we find out that the White House got hacked.
It's just NSA.
Yeah. Are you sure? Just letting you know. President yesterday pushed back. I'm flabbergasted as I read that story last night going, I don't care what news source you think you can trust. Guess what? They ain't telling you everything. President Obama yesterday pushed back again on the idea of a quarantine for medical workers returning from Ebola-affected countries, insisting that such an approach undermines the broader effect to eliminate the epidemic. Now, that'll take care of it. He said, we don't just react based on our fears. We react, not proact. We react based on facts and judgment. Give me the facts. Give me the judgment. Oh, my God, let me react. That makes us feel better, too. Apparently, Comedy Central is not available anymore.
That was part of all the Viacom stuff.
Yeah, all the Viacom stuff. So last night, we're watching a little bit of Hulu.
The Blaze is now.
Yeah, but The Daily Show is in Austin all this week.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we watched a little of that last night and watched the free Hulu, so we got to see like 22 minutes of it. But you don't get to see all the really good stuff. But anyway, it was interesting. He certainly was he was playing to his audience yesterday in Austin. And I guess, again, all week long if you want to watch. I guess that was Monday when Wendy Davis was on, but...
Keep Austin in Austin.
Yeah, that's they did that. They made a lot of references about Keep Austin Weird. President's remarks, by the way, about the quarantines came as word broke that the Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel considering a 21-day quarantine-like policy for all troops returning from West Africa.
Did you say quarantine-like?
Yes. No, like. Like.
It sounds like light.
Yeah, it could be quarantine light. Okay, just kind of hang around with each other.
You only get 14 days.
Well, but I mean, what they had on the Daily Show, they're discussing how Daryl Issa really said to somebody, you know, you could be sitting on a bus with someone who might throw up on you, and that's how you could get Ebola. I mean, is that really what we're doing? That's what we want to do? And they showed a snippet from... from Ivory Coast, I believe, the newscast. You know, that newscaster's quiet and just explaining the Ebola situation. And then they cut to the New York news and the way that in New York City television reporters talked about how spectacular and frightening it was because now there was someone in New York who actually had Ebola. Oh, my God, you know.
That's because it was no longer flyover country and they had to freak out.
That's exactly right because they know where Texas is because they had to stop there on a layover once. And so... they could kind of report on that. Heaven knows if it had been in Iowa or something, they probably would have had trouble getting a plane over there to, you know, to get a correspondent to be able to report on it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and then because it happened in Dallas, Scott Pelley was willing to go because he's a Texas Tech graduate.
True.
He goes, I know how to get there. I can get there. I can land there, and I can do a story. All right, 6:49.
When it comes to football, it's all about teamwork. Run by a team in Navasota and let our team work for you. Hustle in to get $6,000 off 2014 Chevy Silverados.
Nice price.
Or you can score big with $3,000 off Chevy Impalas.
Nice price.
Tackle huge savings with $8,000 off Chevrolet Silverado heavy duties.
Nice price.
Win big this football season with a new vehicle from Team in Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
We worry about some of the strangest things when it comes to valuable shade trees. There's usually no major problem involved, but we're out there wringing our hands. Where our wheels come off hours with things that should concern us, but that never cross our minds. Let's make a list of each of those groups. I'll be back with details right after this message. I can finally offer you the book I've always wanted, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars. Puts them all into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, and it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. It would make a wonderful Christmas gift item. Now, I self-published this book, so you're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon, only from my office, only from my website. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Horticulture. Chapter 2, When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray All the Plants in Your Landscape and Garden. Individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf, grass, and fruit and vegetables. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769 or go to neilsperry.com. Let's talk first about tree problems that do not merit big worries. Rows of holes in the trunks and branches. It'll happen to live oaks, pecans, yaupon hollies, and others. This is the work of sapsuckers and woodpeckers. They do not indicate the presence of insects, nor do they invite insects into your tree. Now, if they riddle a trunk and go around and around it time after time, they look like rows of machine gun fire. If you have that going on in excess, then I guess they could kill that branch, but usually it's not a major problem. Sheets of bark peeling off the trunks of our trees. In most cases, this is a predictable thing. Bark is a dead tissue. As a tree's trunk expands, the bark cannot expand, so it pops off. It happens to pecans in big chunks. Now, sometimes if you have a really bad dry spell and oaks begin to pop bark off like that, that can be a serious disease, and a certified arborist can help you. Roots of trees heading toward concrete. To be truthful, of course, tree roots can damage concrete slabs and driveways and walks. However, you don't have to obsess about it. You can put in a root barrier. You can cut them in the fall and force them to spread sideways. You don't have to take the tree out just because there's concrete somewhere within sight. Fill soil over tree roots. You can do a lot more damage by adding 2 to 4 inches of soil over the entire root zone of a mature tree than if you took twice as much soil away. Oh, yes, by the way, we are into the things that you do need to think about. You do need to worry about. Don't put soil over the roots of your trees. Wires and cables wrapped around tree trunks. Initially, they do no harm. However, as time passes and the tree branch or trunk grows larger, it will grow around and over the wire, and it will be girdled by that wire. It'll die from that point outward. Weed and feed fertilizers used beneath trees. You have a great potential to damage important trees if you use these products carelessly. Some of the weed-killing active ingredients have profound effects even on large trees, so be very careful. I think you should never use weed and feed fertilizers. Use the products separately. Tree branches peeling away during pruning. If you're careless in removing a large branch, its sheer weight can cause it to pull downward, peeling bark and even wood away from the trunk. Do it in steps to avoid that kind of a problem. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk Texas, tips for choosing a landscaping contractor. Until then, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy, and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. Yesterday was A&M Football Media Day. The dust has settled following three losses in a row and a bye week. The Aggies are looking to get back in the win column against a team that's already matched up against two other SEC squads and has more sacks than the Aggies on the books. Cut, someone was asked if there was somebody maybe off in the wings that had stepped up to be a leader for the team.
Last week, you know, I don't know that that's something that we were looking for. I think last week we're looking for improvement across the board. Times like this, it's not time to talk. I'll just put it that way. You know, it's not time to have team meetings. It's not time for guys to yell and scream or do all that. What it's time for is action.
Aggie football Saturday live. The Fan Zone broadcast starts from the Zone Plaza at 8 o'clock. Pregame is at 10, and the kickoff against ULM is at 11 on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The first ever FBS numbers were released. Mississippi State, Florida State, Auburn, and Mississippi are the top four teams in the country in the first ranking released by the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. Coach Sumlin was also asked his take on the college championship.
I've said it from day one. I think it's very, very exciting for college football. I think it's a great thing. I think it creates more excitement week to week. I think there's something to the polls waiting as long as they've waited.
Oregon came in fifth, followed by Alabama, TCU, Michigan State, Kansas State, and Notre Dame. The final rankings will be released December the 7th, with the top four teams competing in the first ever FBS playoffs. In the World Series last night, the Kansas City Royals erupted for seven runs in the second inning.
Hit in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Pence to the wall. Gone! And Mike Moustakas has set a Royals record with five postseason home runs.
And Lorenzo Cain added three RBIs to beat the San Francisco Giants 10-0 and force a Game 7 tonight. Jimmy Guthrie gets the ball for KC and Tim Hudson for the Giants. It's a rematch of the Game 3 pitchers won by Kansas City 3-2. The NBA opened their season last night. The banners were hung and the rings were divvied up and make it five in a row for the Spurs. Every year they win the last game, at least for the last five, they've also won the very first game. And last night was no different. The San Antonio Spurs opened their title defense with a 101-100 win over the Dallas Mavericks. Tony Parker capped a 23-point night by hitting the go-ahead three-pointer, which is a little over a minute to play. Spurs coach Greg Popovich, with all the hoopla surrounding the game, was asked if he had gotten emotional.
I never know how to answer those questions, you know, like really emotional. Unbelievably emotional. I mean, I don't know how to answer that.
Down the road, James Harden had 15 of his game-high 32 points, and the Houston Rockets ripped the Los Angeles Lakers 108-90 in a heartbreaker for the Stars last night.
Laterra out of the corner, out to Petrangelo. Fiddler forcing him to move it this way. Tarasenko, that's it. Patrick Tarasenko and game.
Vladimir Tarasenko scored with 128 in overtime to complete the hat trick and knock off the Dallas Stars 4-3. And finally, congratulations to Texas A&M Women's Golf, who shot 13 under in the final round of the Alamo Invitational. It's the lowest single round score relative to par in school history. All five Aggies in the lineup shot under par on the Briggs Ranch Golf Club in the tournament's third round. The ladies wound up finishing fourth. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hello, I'm Mike Sutherland, and I'm running for Bryan City Council. According to the Eagle, my opponent says he has no ties to the mayor, yet he received over $29,000 in donations and contributions from the mayor's close friends and current council members. My opponent was not only bankrolled by the mayor, he was handpicked by the mayor. He cannot be an independent representative for you. I'm the only independent voice in this race. If you want to end favoritism and bring citizen-focused government to Bryan, vote Mike Sutherland for Bryan City Council.
Paid for by the Sutherland Campaign, Tana Sutherland Treasurer.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know that October is National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 months, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. From now through November the 28th, Lennox is offering a $1,300 rebate on a complete home comfort system. Go to Barker's Heating and Cooling. All right, here we go. High temperature today around 80. Frontal passage means we've got north winds. That ought to be pretty pleasant. 57 for a low temperature tonight. Then about 78 for a high temperature next 3 or 4 days. Our lows each night will be in the 50s. It's 67 right now at 7 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Bryant.